This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Steelers. He's supposed to be playing. He's making money. Fans are going to try to do things to you. I mean, you should even have even more restraint because you can just go grab a security person. You could grab your coach. You could grab anybody and say, hey, get this guy out of here. He's bothering me.
Yeah, especially Stan, because they have history.
Right.
This guy got on DK last year when the Seahawks visited. And again, I think that's an indictment on the Steelers. Like, why did the Steelers, you know, not be a little bit more proactive in that, hey, we know you had issues with this guy last year. Like, this is what we can do to, like, make sure that it doesn't happen again. And it happened again, and it might be costing the Steelers their season.
Here, he's bothering me.
Yeah, especially.
Oh, we got to let you go, Stan. The radio in the background was thrown off on the audio, but happy new year to you. And thanks for getting on the horn with us. Again, the phone lines remain open for this segment, 412-928-9370. As we look to next week, because if the Steelers win, they're in. And the question then now becomes, well, who do the Steelers play in the playoffs? And it looks like that it will likely be the Texans. Now, the Texans can still clinch the NFC South. If Houston beats Indy and then Jacksonville loses to Tennessee on Sunday, then Houston wins the division. It's the same scenario as Steelers-Ravens. If Houston wins and Jacksonville loses, they both finish 12-5. Houston's got the tiebreaker. They win the division. Jacksonville's the wild card team. And then at that point, Jacksonville could be the 5 seed. But all they have to do is win against a really, really bad Titans team, and they clinch the division. So it's not necessarily likely that the Steelers could see Jacksonville in the first round of the playoffs. But some goofy things have happened in week 18 with the AFC South, and the Steelers have benefited from goofy things happening in the AFC South. Remember a couple of years ago, the Jags beat the Colts and helped out the Steelers' chances. So it looks like Houston is the team, and if the playoffs started tomorrow and the Steelers were the 4 seed, the Texans would be coming to Acrisure Stadium. And the reason why it seems like Houston is the slam dunk team here is because, and again, it's just how funny how the NFL schedule shakes out, Houston played both the Chargers and the Bills this season. And the number one tiebreaker when it comes to if it's, you know, breaking down a divisional opponents versus seeding in playoffs, head-to-head if applicable. Well, It just so happens that the Texans have played both the Bills and the Chargers this season, the other two teams that are in the wild card picture right now, and beat them both. So if Jacksonville wins over Tennessee, which seems, again, I don't want to never say never in the NFL, obviously, but it seems very likely. The spread is Jags minus 12.5. And Houston beats Indianapolis. And again, Houston's going to be pulling out all the stops in that game because they have a chance to win their division and host a playoff game. Line for Houston and Indy is 10.5. The Texans are 10.5 point favorites in that one. And the Colts are out of it. The Titans are really out of it at 3-13. Both teams win, Jacksonville and Houston. It is Houston. Houston will be the 5 seed because they have the tiebreaker over the Chargers and the Bills, because the Chargers, Bills, and Texans could all finish 12-5 and be wild card teams. But again, it's just funny, you know, that head-to-head is extremely applicable in this case, because Houston beat the Chargers this season 20-16. That game happened last week. And they beat Buffalo 23-19 back on November the 20th. Part of their 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 game win streak. Texans are hot. So if it is, and obviously the Steelers have to get through this week, and I understand that, but I do like to look ahead. If it is the Texans, or if it is a win and it is the Texans next week, the number one defense in football will be trotting into Acrisure Stadium. 272 yards allowed per game. That's tops in the league. They're really good. And they get after the quarterback like few teams do in the league. Danielle Hunter, 14 sacks. Will Anderson, 12 sacks. I really like what I've seen out of Dylan Cook at left tackle. You can make a very legitimate case that Dylan Cook is a better NFL left tackle than Broderick Jones. But I don't like Dylan Cook's chances against either of those guys. And then on the back end, Derek Stingley, Kamari Lassiter, Jalen Pitchrie, and Kalen Bullock, two corners and two safeties. Each of those four guys have 4 interceptions. So between your starting corners and your starting strong safety and your starting free safety, 16 interceptions. That is really, really good. And it's not like the Steelers, you know, if we flip the matchup around, right? The Steelers defense against this Texans offense, nothing really jumps off the page at me as really good from Houston. I mean, CJ Stroud's having a fine year. The best year of his career so far is his rookie season. By a lot, actually. 4,100 yards as a rookie. He has not eclipsed 4,000 yards since. 8 interceptions. They don't run the ball particularly well. 107 yards per game between Woody Marks and Nick Chubb. Those are two guys that I think with a healthy Derek Harmon and a Steelers run defense at its best can keep in check. The big question is Nico Collins and Dalton Schultz. Schultz is a very good tight end. He's their second leading receiver. And Nico Collins is over 1,100 yards. Steelers have struggled to cover the tight end. We've seen that rear its ugly head multiple times. And Nico Collins is a legitimate wide receiver one. Now, granted, Joey Porter Jr. is playing his best football in 3 seasons these last several weeks. And Terrell Austin was singing the praises of Joey Porter Jr. earlier in his meeting with the media today. So because of that, and because of the momentum that Joey Porter Jr. is on, and this defense, can what they can do in the run department, they could hold Houston to 10, 13 points the same way they did with the Browns. I don't know if the Steelers defense can or the Steelers offense can score against the Texans. That's how good Houston's defense is. They're really, really good up front. They get after the quarterback, and they might even just be as good defending the pass. And now if the Steelers do somehow find a way to beat the Ravens, they'll have the services of DK Metcalf yet again, and that will help. But how many times have we seen, and again, and we were just talking about the flip side of this with DK Metcalf not being available for this game, and it sucks because he torched the Ravens his last time out. But on the flip side of that coin, and we go back to the Buffalo game, DK Metcalf was available in that one, and the Steelers offense scored 7. So there are instances in which, you know, this team going up against very, very good defenses like it did against Buffalo, and they struggle to make things happen offensively. Again, a lot needs to happen, right? A lot needs to go the Steelers' way on Sunday night in order for them to even think about being a playoff team, an official playoff team in 2026. Because they've got to win. We know that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
But if they somehow find a way to channel something, good old Artie Smith digging in the bag of goodies, digging in the bag of tricks, and really combating the loss of no DK Metcalf with a world-class prime Mike Holmgren or Andy Reid or Bill Walsh offensive scheme to beat this Baltimore squad. It's going to be a tall task, and I'm not particularly optimistic, but if they somehow get past the Ravens and make the playoffs, I am scared beyond measures at the concept of this Steelers offense, even with DK Metcalf and even with how well they're running the football, facing this Texans defense. And if I'm Houston, I'm licking my chops right now. No matter who they face in round one of the playoffs. Because again, it looks like the Texans are going to be the 5 seed unless somehow Jacksonville lays an egg against Tennessee. But again, like, Jacksonville's got a win to clinch the division. So obviously they'll have Trevor Lawrence and all their guns out there trying to beat a bad Titans team, which they probably will. If I'm Houston, I'm licking my chops, whether it's the Steelers or whether it's the Ravens. You go back to 2023, and granted, that's a long time ago, but that's still DeMeco Ryans and C.J. Stroud, and the Steelers got blown out in Houston 30-6. And earlier this year, let's go back to week 5. Houston 44, Baltimore 10 in Baltimore. And then at that point, if they can do what I think that they can do against either the Ravens or the Steelers in the first round of the playoffs, to hell with having to go face Denver or New England on the road in round 2. That's a pretty serious momentum. And I'd be licking my chops if I'm DeMeco Ryans, anybody on that Texans defense or Texans fan. Which is a perfect segue in this segment as we combine a little NFL talk with some college football talk about how important playing football games is. And that might sound like a very stupid statement, but guess what? The same way I feel confident in Houston having a dominant defensive effort in round one of the wild card, whether that's against the Steelers or the Ravens, and then going on the road and maybe even beating a team like the Broncos and making the AFC championship because they played the week before. The college football playoff needs fixed, Logan Arblaster. It does. And again, hopefully Johnny the Barber's okay. His Buckeyes went down 14-0 last night to the Hurricanes of Miami. Remember little old Miami, who nobody thought deserved to be in the playoff? Well, they beat the defending national champs, a team that I thought was going to repeat.
I can't stand anything related to Ohio, Jack, in terms of sports.
Okay.
So I can't be any more elated that they lost Ohio State.
I don't hate Ohio State. I wasn't upset by any means that they did lose. I was definitely shocked.
There's an absurd number of Ohio State fans in the Pittsburgh area. I mean, it makes sense, but I don't like it. I don't like anything from Ohio.
I appreciate your compassion or your passion there.
Thank you.
For the disdain of the Buckeye State. But I say that to say this. The college football playoff needs fixed. There is no reason why Ohio State, Georgia, Indiana, and Texas Tech are playing at neutral sites after not playing for 3 weeks at least. Ohio State's last game was the Big Ten Championship. That was on December 5th, 4th, 6th, that weekend. Calendars aren't, you know, my strong suit if I'm not staring one directly in the face. And every team that got a first round bye last year lost. The same way Ohio State lost yesterday. Texas beat Clemson in a home playoff game, had a bunch of positive momentum. You're riding the high of winning a playoff game at home. Something last year, mind you, was unprecedented. It didn't exist before last year. Playing a win-or-go-home college football game in your stadium. They win. It's amazing. Your fan base is excited. You're excited. And then they beat Arizona State. Ohio State. And then throttled the number one seed Oregon in the Rose Bowl last year. Penn State beat Boise State. And Notre Dame beat Georgia en route to appearing in the national title game. So the bye teams were 0-4 last year. and after yesterday are 0 for 5. And right now, as we approach halftime of the Capital One Orange Bowl, it looks like Oregon is, well, I mean, it doesn't look like it, I guess, on paper because they're up right now. It's only 3-0. But Oregon tries to be the beneficiary of playing one playoff game already as opposed to the victim of having a first-round bye like they were last year. And if Oregon beats Texas Tech, like I think that they will, the teams that get byes are 0 for 6. And I would not be surprised. I think Indiana has the potential to handle Alabama. So I think the Hoosiers might be the first team with a bye to win a college football playoff game in the quarterfinals. But with everything that Ole Miss has endured with Lane Kiffin leaving, like I wouldn't be surprised that they're fired up and they beat Georgia on a neutral site. And then at that point, it's like, okay, even if Georgia wins and Indiana wins, byes are 2-6 in the first 2 years. That needs addressed. And I don't understand why, and there hasn't been anything official yet about the college football playoff expanding to 14 or 16 teams, but when it was four teams, right, the semifinals were two of the six New Year's Bowl games on alternating cycles, right? 1 year it would be the Peach and the Fiesta, 1 year it would be the Rose and the Orange, and then the 1 year it would be the Sugar Bowl and the Cotton Bowl. I don't know if those were the exact combinations when it was four teams, but you get what I'm trying to say. Why can't, in a 12-team playoff, and this is just one of the very many things that needs fixed about the sport and the way we decide a national champion in college football, but why can't the first two rounds be on the team's home fields? Right? If you're Georgia, you're 12-1 in an SEC in which you win. If you're Indiana, you go undefeated and you beat the reigning national champs in a one-possession game for the Big Ten championship. You deserve to host a playoff game. Why is it that a team like Oklahoma, who went 9-3 in the regular season, they get the home playoff game, but Indiana, the number one team in the country, doesn't? How fair is that to the teams that were better than you? It's not. So the solution, in my mind, is simple. First four, you can get the top four seeds byes, that's fine. But let those teams that get the seeds 1-4 and earn the first round byes play those games at home. Have the first two games, first two rounds, be on the team's home field. And then once you get to the semifinals, you rotate the New Year's Six Bowls as playoff semis like you do every year. Or like you did, I'm sorry, when it was a four-team playoff. Because then when the Rose Bowl is off the playoff cycle, you still get the traditional, or you can manufacture a traditional Rose Bowl East versus West, Big Ten versus West Coast team. Or at least try to. And keep some tradition alive there. And above all else, like, I think it's just stupid that a team like Indiana can be both Rose Bowl champs and Peach Bowl champs in the same year. Doesn't make much sense to me. After Kurt Cignetti flipped that program completely 180 degrees in the opposite direction, that fan base deserves to have a playoff game in its home field, especially with being the number one seed in the country. That's just my two cents. I shall get off the soapbox now at 121, and that's when it's time to make the smart call to Buell Insurance. That's 724-443-5610. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Coming up, we go back to the Steelers with Odyssey Sports Director Jeff Hathorn. Sounds like T.J. Watt's going to play, according to defensive coordinator Terrell Austin. Both T.A. and Arthur Smith talk today. We'll get Jeff's thoughts on the press's meeting with the coordinators, plus what it means for potentially T.J. Watt to be back in the lineup on Sunday in the biggest game of the season. Jeff Hathorn is next, and we're with you until 2 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.